Creating Change with Doug Foresta, a show dedicated to creativity and emotional healing. Creating Change on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello and welcome to Creating Change. This is your host, Doug Foresta. Thanks so much for joining me. Today, I'm going to talk about introversion and the introvert's advantage. This is something I've been thinking about for some time. And I just want to say to you, first of all, that I myself personally have always been extroverted. I've always tested out on the very high end of extroversion, although I am someone who I definitely like time to myself to recharge. I'm not somebody who always wants to be around people. I do get exhausted if I'm constantly around people all the time, you know, going from event to an event. But having said that, I am definitely way more on the extroversion side than the introversion side. But, you know, one of the things I've been thinking about is this idea that, you know, do you have to be an extrovert in order to get your voice heard? And I believe there actually are a lot of advantages to being an introvert and getting your message out there as an introvert versus an extrovert. And that's what I'm going to share with you today. So whether if you're an introvert, hopefully this will be something that will hopefully motivate you and inspire you to get out there even more with your message. And if you're an extrovert, hopefully it makes you think a little bit about our introverted brothers and sisters and how you can best support them in sharing their message and why you should follow, quite frankly, follow introverts, because I think they have a lot to teach us. So let's say a little bit here. You know, one of the things I've been doing lately that I really enjoy is watching Shark Tank. And I love watching that show. It's just fun to watch the entrepreneurs. If you're not familiar with Shark Tank, it's an American TV show where people come in and they pitch their product or service to Mark Cuban, who's a billionaire, and several other people, depending who's on the program at that time. But usually four entrepreneurs, they pitch whatever it is. And depending on the pitch and depending on their business, the entrepreneurs will invest in them. And one of the things that you see over and over again is the importance of this, you know, in a pitch, it's important to be extroverted and to be upbeat and all the things basically that would be really, all the traits that we would associate with extroversion, you know, loud and personable and, you know, really engaged with other people. So, you know, even the entrepreneurs themselves all seem to be, with the exception of Daymond John, if you know who Daymond John is, the founder of FUBU, they all seem to be fairly extroverted and less introverted. But remember, first of all, that no one is all introverted or all extroverted. So when we talk about these things, we all have qualities of introverted qualities and extroverted qualities. It's really where we put our energy. But when we start thinking about sharing our voice and our message, I think a lot of times we look at people like Tony Robbins, for example, who is, you know, one of the biggest motivational speakers in the world today. And Tony is this larger than life guy, and he's really loud, and he works with, you know, millions of people, and he gets on stages in front of thousands and thousands of people, and he's just really comfortable, and he gets up there. And sometimes I think people that are introverts say, well, you know what? That's too much for me. That's exhausting. I don't want to do that. So I'm not going to start getting out there in that way. Or conversely, they say, well, maybe I'll do something, you know, I'll write a book, but I'm not going to promote my book. I'm not going to put myself out there with the book. I'll let the book talk for me because I'm an introvert and that's enough for me. And I think that does a disservice to the world. You've always heard me say on this program, keep creating, the world needs your voice. And I really believe that, you know, the world does need our voice and it needs all of our voices. It doesn't need just introverted voices or extroverted voices. It needs all of our voices. So let me share with you some of the reasons and some of the things that I think we miss when we value extroversion too much and overlook the qualities that introverts bring. So one of the first qualities that I think of with introverts is the ability to be self-reflective and the ability to reflect. And when we think about, for example, any of the great religions, you know, I think about, for example, the story of Moses and, you know, going to speak to Pharaoh. And, you know, in the Bible, it says that, you know, Moses was, he was some way he had some speech disorder, basically, and he was not a good speaker. And then God appears to him and says, you know, listen, I want you to lead the people. I want you to lead your people and I want you to take them out of Egypt. And Moses says, you know, how are they going to listen to me? I can't even speak. And of course, you know, we know how that ended up, right? So I think a lot of times, you know, for those of us that feel like we're not the best speakers or we're awkward in front of people, the idea that if we're not really these great extroverted speakers, then we're not the right people, I think is a mistake. And one of the things that introverts bring, as I was saying, is this ability to be reflective. And one of the things that's lost, if you're only extroverted and you're pushing and you're pushing and you're pushing and you're always out there and you're networking, well, one of the things you're not doing is you're not taking a step back and saying, what is my message? What matters to me? What's going on right now? What do I most need to say? And so even for us as extroverts, you know, for those of you that are extroverts, then it's important to think about this. It's important to think about, to take that step back and reflect. So if you're an introvert, you naturally have this quality and this ability, I'm willing to bet, where you are reflective. And it's in that reflection that content comes, right? That's where the book comes. That's where the blog comes. That's where the idea for the podcast comes. You're able to spend time alone reflecting. Now, like I said, even though I'm an extrovert, I consider myself a fairly reflective person, and I get pretty ornery if I don't have that time alone to reflect on my experiences. I like being around people, but I really like being able to reflect on my experiences as well. And that's, I think, very important. So if you're an introvert, think about the ways in which you can build that in even more into your practice, and think of that as an important part of sharing your voice, right? Is this reflection, this deeper sense reflection that takes you to a deeper place, that may take you to insights that someone who is going from networking event to party may not have. Now, I'm not saying that innately introverts are deeper or have more insight than extroverts, but I am saying that the quality of introversion can lead us to reflection, and that we should value that. The other thing that I think is really great about introverts is that oftentimes people who are introverts are read a lot and are people who take in a lot of content themselves. And again, you know, everyone has a different way of doing this. I'm not saying again that extroverts don't read books. I don't find myself reading as many books these days, but I used to read a book or two a week for much of my life. Now I take in content in different ways, primarily podcasting and video and blogging and other ways. But the, you know, being an introvert, you know, the chances are that if you're alone, you like to read, you like to take in content in some way. And again, that ability to soak in all these different ideas can lead you to start thinking about, well, what of this, you know, of these ideas that I'm looking at, what do I believe? You know, what's true for me? What's my take on this? And that kind of thinking, again, leads you to a place of, if you've listened to this program before, you know that I talk about point of view and the importance of point of view. So if you are taking in content, you're reading, you're taking quiet time, not only to reflect, but also to read and read blogs and watch videos and whatever it is that you're doing, taking in content, it gives you the opportunity to really think about, okay, what do I agree with? What do I not agree with? That's the reflection piece of it, right? So it's both the taking in the content and then reflecting on it is another advantage that you have as an introvert. Another thing that I think that introverts, another advantage that introverts have is the idea that as an introvert, you're oftentimes very independent, and in a way that, again, you know, I have to be careful with these things because I don't want to generalize too much, but think about the idea of, you know, the very nature of introversion is about stepping back, right, from what everyone else is doing. So if I'm at the party and I'm talking to everybody, there's a chance that I'm kind of caught up in the wave with everyone. But if I'm taking a step back and I like this kind of quiet reflection, I have an opportunity to really be independent, to really think about, what do I want? What matters to me? And again, you know, voice comes from, it comes from that capacity to be able to think about what we want. And, you know, Warren Bennis in his book, Unbecoming a Leader, talks about this idea that, you know, we become real leaders when we decide for ourselves how to be in the world. The world is always telling us who to be and what to think. And leaders are people who take a step back and ask themselves, what's important to me? What matters? And I think that that quality of self-reflection is one that introverts definitely it comes, I think, more naturally, or certainly comes naturally to introverts, because your whole idea is that you need to take a step back. You get your energy from an internal place. I think one of the sad things is that we really do devalue introversion as a quality, and thereby we devalue the very nature of reflection and coming up with thoughtful answers, even to the extent of, think about this, you know, I often think about this. We're not a lot of times comfortable with silence, right? And in American society, or in Western society, we're not comfortable with silence. It's an uncomfortable feeling. And so sometimes we just fill that silence with whatever comes to our minds, right? But what's wrong with silence? You know, again, introverts are very good at being more comfortable with that silence. And because of that, they find something maybe richer and deeper. You know, I think what introverts can learn from extroverts is perhaps that, you know, this idea that you may have a great idea, but then you've got to get it out into the world. And sometimes, for those of you that are introverts, you could probably relate to this, that it may be difficult or draining, right? Or it may feel scary to speak in front of a large crowd or put yourself out there in some way. But I think if you first find your voice, find what is it that I most need to say? What is my unique take? You don't need to be a Tony Robbins to get your voice heard. You don't need to be the loudest person in the room. You know, I think I did an episode, I know, about how to get your voice heard in a noisy world. And one of the things that is really clear to me is that you don't need to be the loudest voice in the room in order to be heard. You need to have a deep relationship with people. And as an introvert, you know, part of what I would say is what you need to do is you need to find the ways in which you are most comfortable sharing content and the ways in which you're most comfortable building relationships. And yes, you will have to, you know, there's a way in which you'll probably have to stretch yourself outside of your comfort zone, because it may not be in your comfort zone to put yourself out there in the world. But think about this, you know, you could write a blog, right? Let's say you're really introverted and you say, I'm not comfortable being on camera. Okay, that's fine. So don't be on camera, right? Start writing a blog. If that's what you need to do, start writing a blog. And then you can invite people to join your newsletter. Once they do that, you share this newsletter, you're building a relationship. It's like having a few close friends, even though maybe your email list grows to thousands and thousands of followers, right? Even so, these are still people who you're developing a relationship with. Now, at some point, right, what you're doing along the way is, by the way, I really believe that you have an opportunity to share reflective content, thoughtful content, maybe your content, because you do take that time to step back, has insights, right, that somebody else who is maybe more extroverted, and maybe they rely more on their personality, they rely more on the force of their personality. You know, they're doing video after video, they're making people laugh, they're out there, they're gregarious, and you're there going, oh my gosh, you know, I'm just doing my newsletter, you know, I can't compete with this person. It doesn't matter, right? What the important thing is that you connect with your tribe, that you connect with the people that most need to hear what you need to say in a way that is authentic to you. Because the reality is that the people you want are the people that are your tribe are the people that value you, right? If they're looking for that super extroverted person who is making video after video and live streaming and making people laugh and getting on stages, you know, like nobody's business, then those aren't the people necessarily that need to hear it from you, right? And I personally have always enjoyed people like, for example, Charlie Rose. If you know who Charlie Rose is from PBS, I don't know if Charlie Rose is an introvert or an extrovert. I'm not sure, but he certainly has more introverted qualities to his, for example, to his interviews. And they're more thoughtful. They're one-on-one. They're very thoughtful. He takes time to pause. He takes time for silence. And what I was going to suggest is, you know, as you build your email list, for example, you could do an interview series. And instead of speaking to, you know, thousands of people at once, you invite one person to be on a podcast or be on an interview, an audio interview. That way you don't have to be on camera. And you take the time to really think about, you know, what are the questions I want to ask? You work with your guest to think about, you know, what are we going to discuss? And you do something, you know, you do a really thoughtful interview, and you don't have to be that person who is, you know, always like a joke a minute. You can be, you know, slower and more thoughtful and deliberate. And guess what? There is a place for that. You know, like I said, I really actually find it very refreshing. And I actually think that when you think about standing out, I mean, this is the piece about being, you know, the introvert's advantage is that one of the advantages you have is that in a world of people screaming about how great they are, and, you know, we have a world now where it seems like, you know, what we think of as leaders is really about being aggressive and being maybe just, you know, people shouting the loudest. I think there's something refreshing about someone who comes along and is thoughtful and reflective and uses silence in an interesting way. So I think it's important to value your own, you know, value your own abilities. And that brings me to the next piece, which I've sort of alluded to here, which I think introverts are very good at maintaining long-term relationships, you know, and maintaining and deepening long-term relationships. And one of the things that you can do is, you know, treat your email list, for example, or your social media following, really treat them as your family, as your good friends. And, you know, a lot of times I will say, you know, one of the things as extroverts, one of the issues I think we have sometimes, you know, I do have that ability. You could put me in a room anywhere and, you know, I'll make a new friend and a new friend and a new friend, right? But one of the problems with that, you know, one of the shadow sides of that is that we can often be, you know, us extroverts can somewhat times be a little flaky. You know, we're like that friend, we're like the person, the dog that's always finding the squirrel. And one of the nice things about introversion is the idea that you're developing these relationships, you know, fewer relationships, but deeper over time. Well, guess what? Because of the way that the internet works and the way that email works, right? You can develop a one-on-one relationship with your email following, your social media following, by talking directly to the person who needs you the most and really, you know, really valuing that person over time. And again, that's what I was talking about. If you haven't listened to my episode about how to get heard in you know, above the noise, really that's the foundation of it, is being able to develop relationships, deep relationships, because there is no noise when people value you and when people know you, there is no noise. You know, if your mother and father knock on the door, if your brother and sister knock on your door, you're not going to say, oh my gosh, there's so many people in the world, I don't even know who's out there, right? You know who's out there because they're the people who matter to you. So in that same way, you know, when we develop this relationship with people, there is no noise because they know who you are. They know what you stand for. If they've stayed with you this long, then you've got the BLT, which is, as my friend, Dr. Kevin Coughlin talks about, the BLT is the believe, like, and trust, right? The idea that you believe, that people believe us, that they like us, and they trust us. And, you know, I think, again, something that you can do as an introvert that is very, I think, very powerful is to value and maintain and deepen those relationships over time. And again, you know, just to say, you know, how do you maintain and deepen those relationships over time? Well, a couple ways. You know, one is by sharing content. Another way that you can deepen those relationships is by asking your community, like ask questions. I think that's another piece, and it's going to bring me in a moment to what I think is one of the most powerful advantages that introverts have, taking surveys, things like that. So all of that helps to deepen relationships. And I do want to share with you what I think is probably the most powerful advantage that introverts have when it comes to getting your message out there. And that is the capacity to listen. And again, you know, as extroverts, sometimes, right, we can get by on our charm. We can get by on our ability to, you know, get out there and just, you know, chat people up, and people can say, what a wonderful, you know, oh my gosh, Doug is a great talker. And that's great. It's great to be a great talker. And then, you know, sometimes as introverts, people say, oh my gosh, I'm not as good, you know, I'm not as good at, you know, at speaking as that guy is. Well, you know, I can't get out there. I can't do it. But one of the hidden advantages is that being a good talker, right? And I talk a lot. I talk for a living. My mother said that, you know, you started in the crib and you know, I never stopped, you know, just talk and talk and talk. But one of the things that's important as well, as opposed to talking, is listening. And listening is very, very powerful. And believe it or not, listening, I think, is more important than speaking. And there's a saying, you know, that we have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak. I haven't necessarily followed that in my life, but I believe it to be true that the capacity to listen is really important. So as an introvert, again, you know, I think introverts make great interviewers. So if you do a podcast or, you know, even introverts say, well, how can I be on video? I have too much self-doubt. I don't like the way I look. I don't like the way I sound. And I tell people, do interviews, because if you can do an interview, then you can be in the facilitator role, whether you're on camera or whether it's an audio podcast, and you get the opportunity to ask questions and listen deeply. And if you lose yourself in that, guess what? By the time you're done, you're not even going to remember, because it's no longer about you. You know, it's about the topic. But, you know, you have that capacity to really listen deeply. And that is a capacity that, again, I think we often devalue in our society. The idea that, you know, yes, the world needs our voice, but we can't just all be shouting at each other, right? We need to listen to each other as well. And communication is partly, it's part speaking, but it's part listening. So how can you listen? And how can you, as an introvert, build in ways of sharing content that really focus on and build on your strength and your ability to listen? I just gave you one of them, which is about, you know, doing interviews. Another thing that you could do is, if you do want to do a live stream, you don't have to be that guru rock star person who is telling people how great you are and you're outside in front of your mansion. You could be a person who gets on simply on camera and says, you know what, I want to be a service. You know, this is my expertise. What do you want to know? Tell me what you want to know and take questions directly from your audience. And you, again, get to be in a service role. You get to listen, and then you can share it from a different place. And I think that really works a lot better for those of us who are not comfortable in this. You know, by the way, I'm using this language I'm using. I want to give credit to Beth Grant, who talks about marketing archetypes and the idea of a guru rock star. I'll do a whole episode just about this. I think it's a really cool thing. Actually, what I'd like to do is just get Beth Grant on here and we'll do an episode and let her share this, because she can say it much better than I could. But the idea is that a lot of times in the coaching industry, in the speaking industry, we have a lot of people who are guru rock stars. That's their archetype. And what that means is they're the kind of people who are basically comfortable. Tony Robbins would be in this, you know, I have the answer, listen to me, look at me. I don't think that really feels comfortable to most introverts, right? So the other, you know, another way of doing this is to put yourself in a place of being of service, right? To come from a place of, I want to help you. I want to serve you. This isn't about just me and my personality. It's about me serving you and answering your questions. And like I said, I have found that some of the best interviewers are actually introverts, because you have such a great ability to be thoughtful, to be reflective. And so I want to kind of recap here just to say that if you are an introvert, right? Well, first of all, if you're an extrovert, I think that we should always be taking some time to reflect. We should be developing our introverted qualities, because it's important for us to not be too lopsided, right? We don't want to only go into extroversion. We want to also cultivate some of these introverted qualities of reflection and thoughtfulness and listening. That's important for extroverts too. But if you're an introvert, the reason I did this episode is I really want to encourage you to not just, you know, watch the Tony Robbins of the world, or, you know, whoever it is that you see on Facebook or you see on YouTube, and say to yourself, you know what, I just can't be that person. I guess that's what you have to be, you know, in order to share your message, and that's not me. So I'm not going to do it. You can do it. You can make a difference in the world, and you can find the ways of sharing content that feel most comfortable to you, that build to your strengths. And I think, again, I think what we lose if we devalue extroversion, I think what we lose is the ability to have thoughtful, reflective conversations and the ability to listen to each other. And if you watch the news and you watch what's going on, you know, it's, I think to me, it's kind of maddening, you know, to hear people screaming at each other and screaming at each other and thinking that, you know, the louder we are and the more I scream and the more I can scream over someone else, that that means that I'm getting my voice heard. And yes, that might be true to some degree. And there are people who might say, wow, you know, you're great and you're brash and good for you. But it certainly isn't the only way. And I don't even think it's the best way. So I'd love to hear from you. If you're an introvert and you share content, or what are the ways in which you're sharing content that are most effective? And if you're an introvert and you're kind of scared to do some things like live streaming or video or things that feel like a stretch, I'd love to hear from you about, you know, what's holding you back. So you can email me at dougforesta@gmail.com, dougforesta@gmail.com. And until that time, as always, keep creating. The world needs your voice. Take care, everyone. This is Doug Foresta. Till next time on Creating Change.